Whether you are fueling up or ticking off your shopping list, simply pay 5 times or more with your Zanaco Visa debit card and you could win tickets to watch a team live at the FIFA World Cup 2026. Don't miss out on the trip of a lifetime. Follow our social media channels for all the details on how you can win. Courtesy of Visa, the official proud partner of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Tap into the dream and start tapping today. T's and C's apply.
From sunrise to sunset, we bring the power. Power FM. Power, power in your speakers. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
MNR raises constitutional concerns over registration process, demands compliance with court ruling. A Zambian concubine dies at boyfriend's home in Botswana. In international news, thousands arrested during Easter weekend crackdown in South Africa. And within sports news, 7 Eritrean players failed to return home after international match.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The Movement for National Renewal, MNR, has formally raised serious constitutional concerns regarding the requirements imposed by the Registrar of Societies in relation to its application for registration submitted on the 23rd of March 2026. This follows the recent judgment of the Constitutional Court delivered on 2nd April 2026 in the Legal Resources Foundation Limited versus the Attorney General case, in which the court directed that the Societies Act must be read and applied in conformity with Article 60 of the Constitution. MNR founder, lawyer John Sangwa, notes that despite this binding directive, the registrars continue to impose a series of requirements on MNR that include, among other, police clearance and fingerprint certification of office bearers, approval and endorsement from the Zambia Police Service and local authorities, recommendation and symbol approval from the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Mr. Sangwa argued that these requirements collectively amount to a multi-layered system of prior state approval, effectively transforming a registration process into what he termed as a licensing regime. He emphasized that such a regime has no constitutional basis, adding that the continued insistence on these requirements is inconsistent with the binding directive of the Constitutional Court and therefore represents a failure by a state organ to comply with the Constitution. He described the schemes as an affront to the country's democracy and added that unless the application is determined promptly, MNR will be effectively excluded from participating in the electoral process. Within a separate development, the Center for Peace Research and Advocacy, CPRA, has raised concerns about alleged brutality amongst Zambian citizens by Tanzanian nationals, stemming from accusations that they are responsible for the mysterious disappearance of male private parts. CPRA Executive Director Clifton Chifuwe warns that these recent events in Tanzania could escalate to an international conflict if not promptly addressed. He highlights the heightened risk of anger and grief among Zambians, especially those in border towns like Nakonde, have the potential to trigger retaliatory actions against neighboring Tanzanian nationals. He adds that such developments could rapidly intensify, threatening peace, bilateral cooperation, and the historically strong diplomatic ties between Zambia and Tanzania. Mr. Chifuwe also pointed out that the current insecurity faced by Zambians in Tanzania may deter traders from crossing the border, disrupting supply chains and adversely impacting local markets reliant on cross-border trade. Moreover, he emphasized that if these tensions continue, they could jeopardize ongoing efforts toward regional economic integration, especially the effective implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCTFA.
Difficult at this stage to establish the truth behind these bizarre claims. It is gravely worrying that allegations of this nature are now being used as justification for mob violence against Zambian citizens in a foreign country. Such actions not only threaten the safety and dignity of Zambians abroad, but also risk escalating tensions between two neighboring countries with long-standing diplomatic, economic, and social ties. The recent events in Tanzania have the potential to spark an international conflict if not urgently addressed. There is a real risk that anger and grief among Zambians, particularly those living in border towns such as Nakonde, could trigger retaliatory actions against Tanzanian nationals. such developments could quickly escalate into a broader conflict capable of undermining peace, bilateral cooperation, and the historic cordial diplomatic relationship between Zambia and Tanzania.
A 27-year-old Zambian woman has suddenly died while visiting her boyfriend across the border in Botswana in a case now under investigation by police. Ms. Nasilele Mukubi of Kazungula District, Zambia, reportedly fell ill shortly after arriving in Botswana on 3rd April, complaining of fever. According to Southern Province Commanding Officer Morona Malongo, she was found unresponsive in the early hours of April 6 after retiring to bed the previous night. Authorities in Botswana attended to the scene and carried out an inspection with preliminary findings indicating no signs of foul play. The body was taken to Kasane Hospital where death was confirmed. Mr. Namalongo said Zambian police officers also visited the scene and verified the circumstances, noting no visible injuries. A post-mortem examination is expected as investigations continue to determine the exact cause of her death. In entertainment news, Zambian musician Peter Zenzagaze has urged upcoming artists to use their breakthrough success as a gateway to collaboration rather than competition with established acts. Speaking on the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, Peterson said many young artists struggle to approach big names like Yo Maps, Chile One and Dismo early in their careers, but should leverage their first hit song to open doors. He warned that a common mistake among rising musicians is viewing established artists as rivals once they gain popularity, instead of seeking mentorship and guidance. Peterson cited his own experience at the peak of his career, where he engaged industry figures such as Danny, MC Wabuino and Ozzy with humility. He emphasized that success should not replace respect, adding that collaboration and learning are key to sustainability in the music industry. Peterson further noted the need for collective efforts to address youth unemployment.
When God blesses you to have a hit without them, that's a time for you to go to them, because now you've got something to point at that will make it easier for them to work with you. The biggest mistake with the younger ones, what they make, that once they have a bigger song that is playing more than Yo Maps or more than Chile One or more than Dismo, they start thinking, he is my competition, when he should be the person who's teaching you what you should do now that you've got a hit. As an artist, as a newer artist who wants to get there and you're finding it hard, the day that you have a hit, don't use your hit as a tool for competition with those that are established. Use it as a tool for creating opportunities and opening doors. I'm talking like that because I have benefited a lot from that mindset. When I was at my peak, winning Best Male Artist of the Year 2008, and everyone is talking about Peterson, it was the time that I was able to walk to Danny, humble myself, talk to him as an elder brother. Humility and knowing your position is always good.
In international news, the South African Police Service, SAPS, says its nationwide East operations have delivered a major crackdown on crime, with thousands of arrests and illegal weapons seized. More than 700 people were arrested for selling alcohol without licenses, mainly in KwaZulu-Natal and Mpumalanga. Authorities also confiscated 132 illegal firearms and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition, with KZN recording the highest number of handgun confiscations. Police have raised concerns over drunk driving, saying that more than 1,400 drivers were arrested. Police spokesperson Atle Ndamate says they also shut down 532 illegal taverns for non-compliance of the Liquor Act. Still within international news, Burkina Faso has denied a report that more than 1,800 civilians have been killed in acts constituting crimes against humanity since Ibrahim Traoré forcibly took power 3 years ago. Human Rights Watch, which released the report, blamed the majority of the killings on the military and allied militias, and the remainder on Islamist militants. It is based on analysis of open source information, including videos and satellite imagery, as well as discussions with witnesses and survivors. One of the deadliest incidents described in the report dates back to December 2023, when the military and allied militias are said to have killed more than 400 civilians in the town of Dibo. Survivors referred to the killings as brutal, as they say they have suffered psychological trauma as a result. The government denounced the organization's findings as false and described them as conjecture and serious unfounded claims. It is not the first time it has faced such accusations. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news, where seven players from the Eritrean football squad that scored a historic victory in Eswatini last week have failed to return home.
More news still to come on Power FM.
FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content, Zambia and the continent, and to offer. We offer.